The Shearers with Mr. Stockman and Toby. Follow along as I read you the story, and when you hear this sound, please turn the page.
Shh, shh.
Mr. Stockman pushes the sheep up the ramp and into the wool shed. Get over there, Blackie, Mr. Stockman calls out to his faithful dog. Blackie jumps up and races over the sheep's backs, and the sheep rush into the small catching pen. Mr. Stockman swings the gate shut behind them. Good work, Blackie. There you go, Toby. You can shear these old girls first. Righto, mate. Toby grins at Mr. Stockman. Toby stretches and opens the pen door to view the mob of ewes bunched together, waiting nervously. Crikey, they are woolly. Now who's first? He asks the sheep. The sheep huddle at the back of the pen and hide their heads. Not me, not me, they whisper. Toby reaches in and catches the nearest ewe. He gently rolls her over and drags her out onto the board. Toby picks up his shears and starts carefully shearing her fleece, clipping all the way around her until her woolly coat is off. Free of her heavy fleece, the sheep happily jumps down and runs out to the count-out pen.
Baa, baa, baa.
Toby smiles. He loves making the sheep happy. Now who's next? He asks.
Baa, baa, baa,
chorus the sheep.
Me, me, me.
Toby laughs as a little merino ewe pushes her way out the gate and gets into position for her haircut. After Toby finishes the pen, Mr. Stockman goes out into the yard and counts the sheep as they jump and run back home to their paddock.
42, Toby. Not a bad effort for a couple of hours. Let's have smoko.
Mrs. Stockman arrives at the shed with a big picnic basket full of scones topped with jam and cream.
Yum, said Toby. These will go down nicely with a cup of hot tea.
And they all sit down on a wool bale to enjoy their smoko break. Thank you for listening to The Shearers with Mr. Stockman and Toby. Check out our other titles in our Tambo Teddy's Adventure series.